This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Button Maker's Daughter by Merin Allingham, read by Genevieve Swallow.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Sussex, England, May 1914. Her father's voice ripped the silence apart. It burst through the closed doors of the drawing room, swept its way across the hall, and rattled the panelled walls of golden oak. From where she stood on the staircase, the girl could just make out his figure shadowed against the room's glass doors, a figure that was angry and pacing. Carefully, she made her way down the last remaining stairs, then tiptoed to a side entrance. The air was fresh on her skin, cool and tangy, the air of a glorious May evening. A sun that had shone for hours still lingered in the sky, and a few birds, unsure of when this long day would end, continued their song. She walked purposefully across the flagged terrace, and down the semicircular steps to an expanse of newly mown grass. Its scent was enticing, and she had to stop herself from picking up her skirt and dancing across the vast lawn.